Good. Hey, crew. Good to see y'all. Amelia, Seamus. Hey, man. Hey. There's so many of y'all. I love it. Okay, any of y'all remember what we talked about last week? Just a thought. So, question. Who did God call to take care of and serve in the tabernacle? The holy priests from the family of Aaron. Good. Very good. Now, what made the tabernacle so glorious? What was so big about it? Yeah, right. Not because it was beautifully designed or the materials used, but who was in it, which was God, right? He lived in it. Beautiful. So good call. Go ahead, everyone. Let's turn our scripture to Leviticus 8, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 4. We're also going to look at verses 22 through 24, and then verse 30. So Leviticus 8, 1 through 4, 22 through 24, and then verse 30. So I have them all put together, so as I read them, well, I'll kind of let you know. So 8, verse 1. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments and the anointing oil, and the bowl of the sin offering, and two rams, and the basket of unleavened bread, and assemble all the congregation at the doorway of the tent of meeting. So Moses did just as Yahweh commanded him. Then the congregation was assembled at the doorway of the tent of meeting. And here's verse 22. Then he brought near the second ram, the ram of the ordination, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram. And Moses slaughtered it and took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear and on the thumb of his right hand and on the big toe of his right foot. And there's a meaning to it. Check it out. He also brought Aaron's sons near, and Moses put some of the blood on their lobe of the right ear, thumb of the right hand, and the big toe of their right foot. This is the blood, right? So Moses then splashed the rest of the blood on the altar. So Moses took some of the anointing oil and some of the blood which was on the altar and sprinkled it on Aaron, on his garments and his sons, and on the garments of his sons with him. And he set Aaron apart as holy. Remember that. His garments and his sons and the garments of his sons with him. Okay, a lot of scripture, but there's all meaning to it. So, questions real quick to think about. Who did God call Moses to bring into his tent? The very beginning. You guys remember? What was that? Yes, Aaron and his sons, right? In the presence of all God's people, because they're all gathered together at the tent of meeting. So he called them up. Now, why did God call the people together? What was the reason? What were they witnessing? Yes, the ordination of that through a special worship service, because to be a witness to it. Now, what was smeared on Aaron's right ear, thumb, and big toe? Blood, right. Blood of a sacrifice for sin to provide God to make Aaron clean. So main idea, main point we're thinking about today is how God's priests must be cleaned, cleansed with water and blood, and anointed with oil to serve his holy presence. That's the whole point of this. So at this time, no one dared to enter God's holy throne unless he gave them an invitation to come in, okay? That invitation came through Aaron and his sons, the holy priests and that. For these sinful men to be made ready for priestly service, to get them ready, they first had to be cleansed and anointed, right? If they went in there uncleansed, they would probably die, right? They would die immediately. But that is what this ordination ceremony was in Leviticus 8 all about. It was a special act in which God sets apart a person to serve him in a special way. Holy just means set apart. So they were to be made holy, set apart from that. So the ceremony was not intended to puff up Aaron and his sons with a sense of their own importance, per se. It was intended to bring Aaron and his sons low with a sense of God's holiness, right? To humble them. How beautiful is that? Right? And just as pastors are ordained to serve and in God's church today, priests were ordained to serve in God's tabernacle in the days of Moses. So, in the presence of the congregation, Moses washed Aaron and his sons with pure water. Verses 5 through 9. They need to be cleansed. And the people were given another picture of this in the sacrifices of Moses offered up on behalf of that. So you see that kind of picture of it. One bull and two rams were killed. Before they were, Aaron and his sons would place their hands on the heads of these animals. Why did they do that? Why would they go up the animal and place their hands on the head of it? Okay, yeah. Yeah, it was another picture of their sin and guilt being put on these beasts who would die in their place. I think sometime you've probably heard of the scapegoats, too, where for their sacrifices they would put for a scapegoat to run free in the wilderness. And that was it. Their sins are gone. They've run away in that sense. But that, to push that on to them, right? For that is what sin deserves, is death, right? They were to be killed. So blood from the second ram then was smeared on his right ear, his thumb, and big toe. So why was that? Any idea? Part of the cleansing, okay. Yeah. So the idea too, this is cool, to picture that Aaron from top to bottom, right, had been entirely cleansed by the blood. So top ear, middle, bottom. Kind of cool, all that. So this unholy man was now made holy by water and blood at this time. So on top of this detailed cleansing ritual they were going through to prepare for this ordination, Aaron also had a vat of fragrant oil poured on his head, anointing him for priestly service. You guys ever had oil poured on your head?
No.
No? I have once. I have once. It was different. It's a different time, but I have. But this was different than that. This oil was symbol of the Holy Spirit, right? So the priests could not carry out their duties in God's holy house without the power anointing of his Spirit. That's what it was representing, the symbol of that. So smeared with blood and dripping with oil. This must have been a really good-looking scene, too, by the way. Aaron's ordination taught that only a holy person, remember, set apart, can serve the holy king in his holy house. And since not a single Israelite was holy, right, God graciously, remember this, graciously made a way for cleansing and anointing. And that was what he was showing there as a symbol. So as we go to that, let me just run some questions through you. What does the water and blood in the ordination ceremony teach us? What is it representing? Yeah. Yeah. Yes, to serve God too, right? So sinners like us must be cleansed of our sin, like you said, through the blood of a substitute that God graciously provides. Back then it was animals, but we know with animals it doesn't cleanse you of our sin, but in the sense of Christ now, right? Christ is the one. That was the shadow of what's to come. So we can be made clean and fit for God's holy presence. Thank you. What does the oil represent? What does it teach us? Yes, so to serve God, we need help, right? And he gives us that graciously with the power of the Holy Spirit. So we may do these things, to walk in a worthy walk like we talked, and so on. So if Jesus is our high priest, right? He says that, talks about he's our high priest, he's the mediator between God and man, right? As we come together. Why didn't he have to go through this ceremony? Mm-hmm. Right? That's good. What's the difference between Aaron and Christ? That's right. Aaron was sinful. Christ was not sinful. So Jesus was without sin, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit beyond any measure as God's anointed one, right? He fulfilled the ceremony in his life and death, we saw on the cross, making a way for us to become washed and anointed priests in God's house, right? You know, we read a book recently, How to Lead Our Family, and the men were taught we are the priests and kings of our home to lead our family in that. But that's represented as Christ being our high priest that we follow and imitate, okay? So this is the ritual side, but now we see where Christ has come now, and he's done that once and for all for us. Beautiful sight. So that's what this was all about. So the God's priest must be cleansed with water and blood and anointed with oil to serve his holy presence. So very serious in those days too. But thank you guys for listening. That was it right there. So let's go ahead and go into prayer, and we'll start with worship. Father, we thank you for this wonderful time of studying your word, that we see how serious you took holiness, Lord, and the fact that they had to go through these rituals to be cleansed, to serve, to be invited in your tent, Lord. And now here we are, you made a way that Christ represents us in a perfect substitute, that we are seen not as ourselves and our sin, but as your righteousness, Lord. We thank you for that sacrifice of Christ and his blood and the atonement. And we thank you for the wonderfulness of your holiness, that the world we live in despises holiness, and yet as believers we yearn for it, and it is the truth that we follow into. You are holy, Lord. In your name we pray, amen.